Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
I'm Sheila Shoiga, and welcome to Ready to Be Real Conversations. In this bonus episode, I speak to international numerologist Gráinne Tindall all about 11/11. It's being released on Friday, the 11th of November, also the day that my baby girl, Cliona, turns one, so obviously it means a lot to me personally, but I've asked Gráinne to share her thoughts on 11/11, and here it is.
It's quite a phenomenon now, isn't it? You know, it seems to be, certainly since the year 2000, it seems to be a lot more prevalent for some reason. And, you know, I would have a lot of people from all over the world asking me, just like your good self, Sheila, the significance of 11/11. And the number 11 itself is, in numerology, is a master number. And there are a few master numbers, the first being 11, the second being 22. And this is the year we're in, nearly near the end now. And the next is 33, 44, and so on. But for 11/11, it really, to me, it always looks like I try and see numbers as being archetypes. And I tend to visualize numbers as almost being people and having energy, so you will. And the 11/11 to me is like a portal. It's like a gateway, like a really ornate gateway that can open up by itself or with, you know, remote control, so to speak. And it is an invitation, I believe, for all of us at this time in history, in November of 2022, to be aware of the fact that we can become much more aware of who we are and why we're here. Like, we've had such an extraordinary number of years, really, haven't we, in terms of life experience for all of us and as a world. But individually, when you see 11/11 a lot, you're being asked to see where you are in your life. It's kind of a wake-up call. It's like an awakening, if you will. And initially, you might just start seeing it in the backs of cars or when you look at your watch or on the microwave. And then as it becomes more and more apparent, for me anyway, as a numerologist, it is very significant because it's telling us to notice, wake up, look for the synchronicities that are in your life. That's, for me, what it means.
Can it also mean, because I've heard that it can also mean that you're on the right path?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you think of it as being a doorway, so you have an opportunity to walk through that doorway and that you'll have support, because the number 11 or 2 is all about support in numerology. So 11/11 is, you've got treble or quadruply the amount of support. So it's be open to the support. And it's also, to me, it's like balance as well, the yin and yang. And it's like as above, so below. As within, so without. So when you're seeing those numbers all the time, you're being told to have a look, what's going on in your life. And of course, it can also be about relationships.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So maybe if you were looking for a relationship or you're in a relationship at the moment, seeing 11/11 all the time is, again, a bit of a nudge from the universe, as we'd say, to maybe wake up. Is this what you're looking for? Is this a part of what you wish to bring to yourself?
So it sounds like it's really open to interpretation.
Oh, yes.
Because for me, definitely what resonates is you're on the right path.
Yes.
Keep going. keep doing what you're doing.
Yes.
That's what it is for me. But sure, for somebody else, it might be something different, totally different.
It can be. And again, when everything, when anything is presented to us over a number of times, be it numbers, be it music, be it a song, be it colour, whatever, it's just a little bit of a nudge to say, okay, what are you giving your energy to? Because everything, as you know, Sheila, everything is energy. We are energy. We are, you know, molecular structure. We are here to experience this energetic world that we live in. And so therefore, you know, the great philosophers like Carl Jung and so forth would talk about synchronicity or serendipity. Fabulous film. I loved it back in the 90s. So romantic. But in other words, like even in that movie, you know, the characters were, you know, there was a, they played this thing that if they found the book with the inscription.
Love in the Time of Cholera. You
know? Yeah, yeah. And in that, like she and he were, the characters were looking for the signs. So if you look for the signs of 1111, you can guarantee it, you're going to see it. Because we're energy beings, what we're putting out is we're bringing back to ourselves.
Now, straight away, I am going to play. I have told you I was going to do this, right? But I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to imagine somebody listening straight away going, tutting at what we're saying and saying, all right, look it, that's a bit for the birds. Do you know what I mean? This idea that, you know, people will find each other, because serendipity as a movie is dripping in romance. Other people might say completely foolish.
Yes.
And crazy what they did. But it all worked out in the end. So it's fine. And I'm a complete romantic at heart. So I was all about it. But what would you say to people who are saying, you know, because I know this too, right? You know, somebody has put it to me. Well, the reason maybe you're seeing 1111 all the time is because you want to see it. There's a part of your brain that is telling you mm-hmm. to become aware of it.
Yes.
So is it a case of an element of once we're aware of it, we see it more?
It's a brilliant question. And I guess everything is about awareness. In the work I do, I help people to understand their purpose of life, why they're here, what they're here to experience. So therefore, living, in my opinion, living on the earth at this time, our soul, which is the real us, is the energy part of us, the chi, the life force, the energy, is wanting to experience as many things as possible. And so numbers, music, colour, sound, taste, smell, touch, they're all part of this aesthetic experience as being human. However, we're energy beings. So when we are putting out to the universe whatever answer or question we're putting out, it'll come back to us. And if it's meant to come back in 1111, it will. If it's meant to come back at 666, it will, you know. It's just about what you're putting out. Yes, of course, there may be many people who say, that's just hogwash. But when you really look at it, we are, even in science, because numerology is the science of numbers, and it's been around for thousands of years. So it's just another symbol and a part of, you know, putting out there what it is you want an answer to and getting it back. That's my opinion anyway.
For those who, I've recorded an episode before about numerology, but for those who haven't heard it and are brand new to the concept, I'd love to hear, and I know again, like all things, it's a difficult one to try and break down and simplify and, mm-hmm. and give a quick soundbite about. But numerology, as you said, is the science and the study of numbers.
Yes.
It's been around a long time.
A long time. Good old Pythagoras. I'm sure, Sheila, you remember Pythagoras's theorem. It was the vein of my life in school. But Pythagoras is meant to be the founding father, that's really Dublin there, father of numerology. And he used it in the sacred mystery schools. And it was all done through passed down word for word. It wasn't written down. It was all orally done. So therefore, he created with energy and sound and music. He saw numbers as being significant. So that was passed on, and then it just infiltrated through different societies, through civilization. And it's for us now as numerologists, I use it in a sort of a spiritual, but yet, you know, scientific way as well, because numbers have a significance. Mm. So every number of your date of birth is important, because that is the date you made your entrance to the earth, so to speak. And then also your name from birth and the family into which you're born are hugely significant, because each letter of the name has a number assigned to it, which has a vibration, which means it has a purpose.
Yeah.
So that's
really
what it is.
Yeah. I know that you do one-on-one sessions. So if it's something that a listener is intrigued to learn more about, you can contact Rania and, you know, you can do those kind of readings for people.
Yes.
So back to the 1111, we often hear that they're associated with, we hear angel numbers.
Yes.
And people who are, you know, new to hearing about angels and perhaps again, maybe not sure If they buy into it, let's talk about it a bit more.
Sure. Yeah, this seems to be something that's come up of recent time. Again, I really feel since about the year 2000. 2000 was such a significant year. And because the number two, which can also be an 11, is always to do with inspiration. It's to do with intuitiveness and it's to do with balance. So since the year 2000, angel numbers have become a huge phenomenon, if you will. And you can go on any website and you'll see thousands and thousands of things that angels are connected to numbers, because angels, again, if you believe them or not, are messengers. Angel means messenger. And so therefore, in my belief, it's just my belief, that I do believe we have angels that are with us from the moment we're brought onto the earthly plane until the moment we leave, and they still stay with us. But in terms of the number concept, numbers, they each of those vibrations have connections to angels as well, because the angels are here to keep us enlightened as well. And that's what 1111 is also about: enlightenment, you know, awareness, you know, real understanding of who you are. Because if we know who we are, then we can bring our energy to the earthly plane and to our life experience and have the best life we can have. You know, it's not always easy. I know that one.
Yeah. Is there a particular angel associated with the level 11, or does it depend on the individual?
It depends on the individual. When I look at a chart, I'm looking for a number of things. I'm looking for patterns of numbers. I'm looking for what the numbers add up to, because that tells me the life purpose. I'm looking at people's names for family healing. That's always really intriguing. I love working with, you know, family dynamics and seeing the patterns that maybe need to be maybe cut or maybe learnt from or let go of. Yeah. So, yeah, no, angels are really, they really do exist. And we're here to actually call them in. And the more you see that 1111 number, the more we can actually bring that awareness to our own lives and to the world, genuinely. And like 1111 is always associated with the Armistice Day, when the treaty was signed between the Allies and the Germans, and the end of World War One. So that's why it's a very significant day. It's called Veterans Day now, I think. But it's a day when people are remembered, like the All Souls, because this is November now, and November is about the souls who have passed. So that's what it is.
So harmony is the word that's coming to mind for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Harmony, balance. It's about as above, so below. It's about grounding yourself, but also keeping the high vibration going as well. It's fascinating.
Yeah,
it's
wonderful. It is.
And especially the year we're in, or nearly finishing now at this point, 2022, and even for 2023, again, the two is all about support. So finding supports, you know, be it to talk to someone or to reach out and to be heard, and also to listen. So it's about union. I believe this year is all about divine union, us people finding each other who are meant to come together to support each other. I really do. And when I was many years ago, when I was starting to open up to numerology, I remember saying, what'll 2020 be like? You know, little did we know per se, but it is about 2020 vision. It is about balance. And again, trying to look at things from a different point of view, we can change everything literally in a heartbeat.
Let's look ahead. So, because I know this is something you do as well. And, you know, it's November, we're nearly the end of the year, but we have a whole other year ahead of us.
We do.
Yeah. What kind of a ride are we in for?
Okay. Well, 2023 itself adds to the number 7. So that'll be the whole energy of the year, will be a 7 energy. We're just about to leave a 6 year, which has been some year, hasn't it? So 6 is all about coming together to support each other, and also to find your tribe and community. Now, I know there's been lots of other things, but for year 7, I feel this is an opportunity for all 7 billion of us on the planet to really dig deep and recognize that we all have a part to play in healing ourselves first, to bring it into the collective pot. This is our opportunity to learn from the past. That's what 7's about. 7 is the seeker. It's about light, literally being part of the light, being a light worker, being there to being to the world your best version of you, but also it's learning from the past and, you know, not repeating the same shall we say, mistakes, but nothing in life is a mistake. It's an experience. So to me, 2023 is an opportunity for us all to really embrace this new world that is being built. As everything crumbles down, the new world is being built back up. And, you know, we've just, on the 8th of November, just passed, we've had that massive, the full moon, but also we've had it's a total lunar eclipse, and it's you know, we might remember it's been very powerful. And again, the 11/11 is that portal for us to the peacemaking again, but equally, that's today of course, but equally it's about us coming together now, recognizing that in order for the new worlds to be built, there has to be the crumbling of the old. So it's to observe, not absorb. That's what I'd say energetically. Be like the eagle on your perch, just watching what's going on around you. You still have to live everyday life. I mean, I'm not trying to live in a, you know, a cave in the Himalayas. I'm not saying that. But it's about being able to embrace, observe it, but not absorb. And ultimately recognize your part is to be the best version of you. I know I'm saying that a lot, but it is. When you know yourself, you're able to bring to the pot much more to develop and grow and learn and evolve. Really, that's what it's about.
Okay. And sure, isn't that what we're all here to do?
Exactly.
Learn
and have
more
a good
about
time
ourselves.
Along the way as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, look, thank you so much. And of course, if somebody is interested in getting in touch with you, they can.
Yes, of course. Yeah, my website is numbers4success.com.
And she can do some readings for you,
absolutely,
for you and your partner, for
yeah,
you and kids, whatever you want. Okay,
yes.
Gráinne, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, Sheila. Thank you for having me.
If you'd like a personal reading with Gráinne, feel free to reach out to her. You've been listening to Ready to Be Real.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.